Welcome to a new edition of RAE, Radio Difusión Argentina al Exterior. This is the international service of the Argentine Radio, transmitting from the city of Buenos Aires via the shortwaves of WRMI, Miami Radio International, and also via internet on RAE.com.ar. My name is Fernando Farias, and together with sound technician Sergio Bosco, we'll be bringing you this show in English for Tuesday, July 4th, 2025. We'll have news, we'll have sports, we'll have music, and we'll have content related to music today, because today is the death anniversary, the 33rd death anniversary of the legendary tango icon Astor Piazzolla. So we'll have content related to him, a feature, an interview in English that he gave in the final years of his life to the BBC, and of course loads of his music on today's program. Today, July the 4th, is also, of course, Independence Day for the United States. And being this an English language show with many American listeners in and out of the US, we'd like to greet you and congratulate you on the Independence Day of the United States of America. Folks, if you want to get in touch with us, send an email to qslrai@gmail.com or a letter to Maipú Street 555, and then of course Buenos Aires, Argentina. Either way is okay for sending reception reports if you are at the EXA. This show airs on the shortwaves of WRMI on the frequency 5850 kHz, and also via internet on rai.com.ar, as well as our app for mobile devices that you can download for free, Digital Rai. That's the name of it. Okay, we are ready now to get started with the news, and these are the headlines. At the Mercosur summit in Buenos Aires, President Milei called for more trade openness. Due to extreme cold in Argentina, restrictions on gas sales for vehicles are extended for another 24 hours. Argentina's health ministry will act as a plaintiff in the case of the deaths of 50 patients from contaminated fentanyl. Diplomatic crisis breaks out between the US and Colombia over an alleged plot to overthrow President Petro. Mexican boxer Julio Cesar Chavez Jr. arrested in the US for alleged ties to a drug cartel. Argentina's Alexis McAllister mourns the death of Liverpool teammate Diogo Jota in a car crash. And these are the news. President Javier Milei led the Mercosur summit in Buenos Aires with member states including Argentina, Brazil, Uruguay, Paraguay and Bolivia. At the foreign ministry headquarters, the host president said, "We must stop thinking of Mercosur as a shield to protect us from the world." And instead, he argued, the bloc should be, quote-unquote, a spear that allows us to enter global markets. In that context, Mr. Milei warned that Argentina might leave the group, saying, "We will pursue freedom, with or without company." The 66th edition of the summit was held at the Palacio San Martín, which is Argentina's foreign ministry. Other attending heads of state included Brazil's Lula da Silva, Paraguay's Santiago Peña, Uruguay's Yamandú Orsi, and Bolivia's Luis Arce. In his speech, Lula praised the South American bloc and said, "Being part of Mercosur protects us," while defending the group's common external tariff. Yesterday, let's mention that the Brazilian leader also assumed the rotating presidency of the bloc from Milei. While in the Argentine capital, Lula also visited former President Cristina Fernandez de Kirchner, currently under house arrest for corruption. According to Lula's post on social media, he expressed solidarity with her, as Cristina Fernandez de Kirchner maintains her innocence and says she is being politically persecuted. Argentina's health ministry has been accepted as a plaintiff in the case over the deaths of more than 50 patients from contaminated fentanyl. The victims received the drug in hospitals as part of various treatments. Pharmaceutical company HLB Pharma is under investigation for producing the fentanyl batch in question. 15 of the deaths occurred at the Italian hospital in the city of La Plata in Buenos Aires province, and this health center has also been accepted as a plaintiff in the case. HLB Pharma, for its part, claims the accusations are part of a campaign to damage its reputation. Due to the polar cold wave, the restriction of sales of liquefied gas for vehicles has been extended to prioritize home heating. This was decided jointly by the national government and energy companies. The measure will remain in effect at least through Friday in several provinces where extreme temperatures have even led to school closures. In addition, gas supply to industries across much of the country is suspended until the cold subsides. An alleged plot to overthrow Colombia's President Gustavo Petro has sparked a diplomatic crisis between his country and the United States. Both governments have recalled their envoys in Washington and Bogota, respectively. U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio called back Chargé d'Affaires John McNamara, while Petro recalled Ambassador Daniel Garcia Peña. The tensions come amid Mr. Petro's dispute with his former foreign minister Álvaro Leiva. The latter has been accused of lobbying international figures to pressure Petro into resigning. According to reports, he allegedly contacted US politicians as part of this effort, a claim strongly denied by Washington. Mexican boxer Julio Cesar Chavez Jr. has been arrested in the US over alleged links to organized crime. According to American authorities, the 39-year-old fighter is connected to the so-called Sinaloa cartel. He was taken into custody by immigration agents in LA just days after a high-profile match in which he lost to American Jake Paul. Chavez faces charges of trafficking firearms, ammunition, and explosives. The U.S. Department of Homeland Security stated, "Under President Trump, no one is above the law, not even world-famous athletes." An Argentine footballer, Alexis McAllister, posted an emotional tribute to his Liverpool teammate, Diogo Jota, who died Thursday in a car crash. "It hurts so much, we're going to miss you," wrote the national team midfielder on social media. "I can't believe it. I'll always remember your smile, your anger, your intelligence, your camaraderie, and everything that made you who you were." Both players were key members of Liverpool's recent season, which ended with victories in the Premier League and the League Cup. Jota was 28 and died in northern Spain while traveling with his brother, footballer André Silva, who also passed away in the crash. And these were the news on RAE, Radiodifusión Argentina al Exterior.
RAE, Argentina al Mundo. RAE, Argentina 面向世界.
RAE, Argentina vers le monde.
RAE, Argentina to the world.
RAE, 世界に向けて Argentina.
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
La RAE, Argentina al mundo.
RAE, Argentinien in die Welt.
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
And 33 years ago, in 1992, July 4, Astor Piazzolla, the legendary tango icon, passed away. He died in... he died in the city of Paris, where he had moved, and he was undergoing some severe health problems. Well, Piazzolla is a figure that... he died in Buenos Aires, sorry, I made a mistake. He had been living in Paris for a time, came back to Buenos Aires and died in 1992 in this Argentine capital. He was born in Mar del Plata in the year 1921. And this is a man who still influences not just tango, but contemporary music, not only in Argentina, but around the world. His works have been versioned by artists the world over, and he brought tango forward, adding many elements of contemporary music that led to his art being rejected by tango purists. But several years later, fast forward to 2025, there's practically no one in his right mind who would deny Piazzolla as a key figure in tango. Piazzolla kind of shouldered off this controversy and did not even call his music tango. He said he was playing música ciudadana, music of the city. Obviously, it sounded like tango and it had tango elements, but in order to get away from the controversy and avoid the controversy or the debate, he avoided using the label tango for his music himself. But that's a debate of years ago. Now, there's practically no one who would deny tango includes Piazzolla's legacy as a key part. We're going to play several tracks by Piazzolla. We'll have a feature on his biography and his career in a minute. But before that, let's start with a track from his Seasons series, Buenos Aires Seasons series, that kind of like Vivaldi, you know, the four seasons, spring and summer, winter and the fall. He wrote a piece, an album, dedicated to Buenos Aires seasons. Las estaciones porteñas, the porteño seasons. Porteño, I'm going to clarify this once again. Sorry if I said this a million times, but it sounds confusing if you're listening to this station for the first time, wherever you are, and you hear the word porteño. Porteño is somebody from Buenos Aires. If you hear the word New Yorker, you immediately think of somebody from New York. Same with Londoner or Parisian. But in the case of Buenos Aires, the word does not resemble the name. The word porteño is a local or something from Buenos Aires, because porteño means port folk or somebody from the port. And Buenos Aires was by far the most important port hub in this area for centuries. Therefore, everything associated with it was known as a porteño. So this is the background for this track. Invierno porteño, which is exactly what we're going through, and quite a cold one so far with extreme low temperatures. Invierno porteño by Astor Piazzolla. Thank you.
RAE, Argentina al mundo. RAE, Argentina, 面向世界。
RAE, Argentina vers le monde.
RAE, Argentina to the world.
RAE, 世界に向けて Argentina.
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
RAE, Argentina al mondo.
RAE, Argentinian in die Welt.
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
Son of Italian immigrants, absolute admirer of Gardel, the great composer Astor Piazzolla was born in the seaside city of Mar del Plata in 1921, and he moved to settle in New York when he was still a child. It was in New York where he started taking lessons with Russian pianist Bela Vilda, disciple of Rachmaninoff, with whom he learned to transcribe and interpret Bach and Schumann.For the bandoneon. In 1929, his father gave him a second-hand bandoneon for his birthday. Astor Piazzolla was nine, and although he listened to jazz instead of tango, because it was fashionable in New York at the time, his figure would remain associated with the bandoneon and tango for good.In 1934, Carlos Gardel arrived in New York, hired to star El Día Que Me Quieras, The Day You Love Me. Gardel was already very famous, and Astor Piazzolla's father, also a fan of Gardel, fostered a meeting between his son and the Argentine idol. Astor Piazzolla was 13, but it was not an impediment to give rise to a strong feeling of comfort between them.That finally derived in Piazzolla's participation in the film, in which he starred the role of a newsboy. When the shooting of the film ended, Gardel and company left for Hollywood, from where they sent for young Astor. However, since Astor was still very young, he did not get his parents' permission. It may have been that that saved his life.Piazzolla remembers his acquaintance with the famous singer in a letter he himself addressed to Gardel. Piazzolla said he would never forget the evening when Gardel offered an asado at the end of the shooting of The Day You Love Me, in honor of the Argentinians and Uruguayans who lived in New York. He said that by chance that evening he was lucky enough to play by himself when Gardel interpreted the song of the film. It was Piazzolla's baptism with tango.First tango of my life and accompanied by Gardel. I'll never forget it, he said. Shortly afterwards, from Hollywood, Gardel sent him two telegrams asking him to join him, but Piazzolla was hardly 14 and his parents did not allow him to go. Charlie, Piazzolla said, I saved my life. Instead of playing the bandoneon, I would be playing the harp now.That is, those were his words in a well-known anecdote. In 1936, the Piazzolla's family returned to Argentina, to the city of Mar del Plata, where Astor started working almost immediately as member of the tango bands in the city. And in 1938,Already settled down in Buenos Aires, he played with different groups until, a year later, he made his dream turn true. He became the bandoneon player of one of the largest orchestras of the time, Aníbal Troilos, one of the best bandoneon players as well. Piazzolla was already 18. Shortly afterwards, Astor took to composing and arranging some tango pieces with a touch of modern outlook that Troilo considered a risk to take. Years later, the two great bandoneon players recorded together The Motif. In 1944, Piazzolla left Trollo to become the conductor of the orchestra that would accompany popular singer Francisco Florentino. It was his opportunity to show his talent. 2 years later, Piazzolla created his own orchestra, still tied to all traditional canons. He started considering his participation as pianist. The piano, an instrument he had studied with maestro Alberto Ginastera, was now his instrument. During the next 10 years, he abandoned the bandoneon and adopted then the piano. He devoted to composing not only tangos, but sonatas and symphonic works. One of those works gave him the possibility of winning a scholarship in 1953, granted by the French government to study in Paris, under musicologist Nadia Boulanger. This is Piazzolla's memories of this period of his life.
Yo tuve una beca del gobierno francés a raíz de una obra sinfónica que había escrito en 1953. Me fui a estudiar a París después de haber estudiado 6 años con Alberto Ginastera.
Piazzolla recalls that after winning the scholarship, he arrived in Paris with his scores of concerts for piano and symphonic works, believing himself to be a sort of genius. When Nadia Boulanger saw him and started reviewing his music, she said, "These scores are very well written, but Astor Piazzolla's not in them. What music does Piazzolla make?" After listening to his bandoneon performance of a tango, Boulanger agreed that this was Piazzolla and suggested him to follow that line.
Se la entregué a Nadia Boulanger y Nadia Boulanger empezó a revisar toda mi música y dice, esto está muy bien escrito, pero en ninguna de estas obras
In 1955, and with the strings of the orchestra of the Paris Opera, Astor Piazzolla recorded 14 works of his own production, an advance of his future works. Back in Argentina in 1960, he gave free rein to his talent and started captivating a public that had proved being tired of traditional tango and claimed for something more modern. He then integrated one of the groups he created, the Quintet New Tango, that caused great impact in the public, especially in the young one. With this group, he premiered tangos like the following. ¶¶ Along his career, Piazzolla recorded with renowned musical groups and conducted important symphonic orchestra that performed his works with the unmistakable touch of tango. He also recorded with jazz musicians like Gary Mulligan and Gary Burton, and in France, with George Moustaki, among others. Towards the end of the 1960s, he started producing with poet Horacio Ferrer, opening a new stage as composer, the Tango Canción. The tango that was interpreted with some lyrics in the end. The result of this partnership may be said to be the little opera María de Buenos Aires, Mariah of Buenos Aires, and a series of tangos among them, Ballad for a Crazy Chap, Chiquilín de Bachín, which all of a sudden would bring Piazzolla mass success.
Las tardecitas de Buenos Aires tienen ese qué sé yo, viste, salgo de casa por Arenales, lo de siempre en la calle y en mí, cuando de repente, de atrás de ese árbol, se aparece él. Mezcla rara de penúltimo linchera y de primer polizonte en el viaje a Venus. Medio melón en la cabeza, las rayas de la camisa pintadas en la piel, dos mediasuelas clavadas en los pies y una banderita de taxi libre levantada en cada mano. Parece que solo yo lo veo, porque él pasa entre la gente y los maniquíes le guiñan, los semáforos le dan tres luces celestes, y las naranjas del frutero de la esquina le tiran azares. Y así, medio bailando y medio volando, se saca el melón, me saluda, me regala una banderita y me dice: ya sé que estoy piantao, piantao, piantao. ¿No ves que va la luna rodando por Callao? Que un corso de astronautas y niños con un vals me baila alrededor. Baila, vení, volá. Ya sé que estoy piantao, piantao, piantao. Yo miro a Buenos Aires del nido de un gorrión y a vos te vi tan triste. Vení, volá, sentí el loco berretín que tengo para vos. Loco, 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 cuando anochezca en tu porteña soledad, por la ribera de tu sábana vendré con un poema y un trombón a desvelarte el corazón. Loco, 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 como una corbata de mente saltaré sobre el abismo de tu escote hasta sentir que enloquecí tu corazón de libertad. Ya vas a ver. Y así diciendo, el loco me convida a andar en su ilusión super sport. Y vamos a correr por las cornisas con una golondrina en el motor. De vieites nos aplauden. ¡Viva, viva! Los locos que inventaron el amor. Y un ángel y un soldado y una niña nos dan un valsecito bailador. Nos sale a saludar la gente linda y el loco, loco mío, qué sé yo, provoca campanarios con su risa y al fin me mira y canta a media voz. Quéreme así, piantao, piantao, piantao. Trépate a esta ternura de locos que hay en mí. Ponete esta peluca de alondras y volá, volá conmigo ya. Vení, volá, vení. Quéreme así, piantao, piantao, piantao. Ábrete los amores.
During the 70s and 80s, Piazzolla already enjoyed world fame, and although he regularly visited Argentina, he settled alternatively in France, Italy, and the States, where he was acclaimed in the most prestigious environments and accompanied by the most famous orchestras. And it is in Paris, in August 1990, he suffered of a brain attack. His family decided to bring him back to Buenos Aires, where he died 2 years later at the age of 71. During his last 10 years, he kept an intense activity, wrote over 300 tangos and around 40 musical bands for films.
Vers le monde.
Rai, Argentina to the world.
Rai, 世界に向けてアルゼンチン。
Hi, Argentina al mundo.
La Rai, Argentina al mondo.
Rai, Argentinian in the world.
Rai, Argentina al mundo.
And we continue paying homage to Astor Piazzolla, remembering him on the 33rd anniversary of his death, that is today, July 4th. And let's play in its entirety a track, one of his signature tunes, that was used partially in the feature that we just played. It's one of my favorite tracks ever. By Piazzolla. It's called Fuga y Misterio. Fugue, as the musical piece, fugue and mystery. Notice how the melody line that represents the track is overlapped after a series of bars by a new instrument. And the previous instrument that was playing the main melodic phrase starts improvising or doing some soloing. It's great, and obviously it starts off with the instrument Piazzolla is remembered for, bandoneon. But notice how the flute, the electric guitar, the piano start joining in and playing the main melody, and the previous instrument moves to the background doing some soloing. It's a lovely piece called Fuga y Misterio.
RAE, Argentina al mundo. RAE, Argentina面向世界.
RAE, Argentina vers le monde.
RAE, Argentina to the world.
RAE, 世界に向けてアルゼンチン.
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
RAE, Argentinian in the world.
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
What we are going to share now is an interview that Piazzolla gave to the BBC in 1989. That's a couple of years before his death. And it's in English. Piazzolla spoke English, among other languages, in addition to his native Spanish, quite fluently. And in this interview, he explains the origins of bandoneon, which is the signature instrument of tango music.
This was invented in 1854 in Germany to play religious music, church music. They didn't have any money to buy an organ or a harmonium, and they invented this. It used to be called bandoneon, and I understand that very many sailors play this instrument when they are on board. And that's the reason how it got to Argentina, and they started playing this instrument in the whorehouses.But the Italian accordion players quickly adapted this instrument to play tango because it had a very sad sound. It had like a velvet sound. The accordion has like a happy sound, and this instrument has really nothing happy in it.
How does it play? What do you do with the different hands?
Well, it has a left hand with the low notes. And the right hand, like a violin. Like a string quartet.
Doesn't play chords.
Yes. Not in the single like the accordion, no. If you want a chord, you have to use all your fingers. We only have four fingers in each side, another finger to...hold the instrument, and in the chords you make them each one. You can get eight notes, a chord of eight notes on it. I mean, it's rather difficult in the right hand. I mean, if you do a scale, you use this technique. And when you close the C, instead of being here, it's up here. It changes. And then In the left hand, it has two techniques completely different from the right hand. You do the C starts here, and when you close, it starts here. So it's very diabolic. I mean, the people who, the person who's interested in learning this instrument must be a little out of his mind.Hour was composed when I used to work in the nightclubs and the cabarets in Buenos Aires. Every time we had a break, when we used to play till 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning, and at 12 o'clock midnight we used to leave and walk around the city that's always desolated, and there was nobody in the streets. The only thing you can hear is a siren of an ambulance or the police.And it was always with very much silence and only the footsteps of somebody who could be walking in the streets at that hour.
entier.
RAE, Argentine vers le monde.
RAE, Argentina to the world.
RAE, 世界に向けてアルゼンチン。
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
RAE, Argentinian in the world.
RAE.
And we've got time for one more Piazzolla track, and it's together with Adios Nonino. I believe this is his biggest hit, at least on a global level. From the early 1970s, this is his masterpiece, Libertango. Come to the end of today's edition of RAE, Radio Difusión Argentina al Exterior, the international service of the Argentine Radio, for Friday, July 4th, 2025. Our sound technician was Sergio Bosco, and the host, yours truly, Fernando Farias. We hope you enjoyed today's program. We wish that you have an excellent weekend, and we invite you to join us next week for more shows of RAE in English. Ciao!